The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Alicia joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Alicia.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on? Who are you debating something with?
My friend.
Friends are the worst, aren't they?
What happened?
She's a great friend. She just does something that drives me absolutely crazy.
Oh. What does she do?
So every time we go shopping together, and we shop together a lot because she's one of my best friends.
Right.
She writes a check.
She writes a check?
She writes a check.
Like to pay for the stuff she's buying?
Like to pay for the stuff that she's buying.
Oh, no.
Really? Do people even accept checks anymore?
That apparently they do, and I mean it's gotten to the point that like if we're going somewhere, I will be like, if you're writing a check, I'm going first because it takes forever. It's slow. It's just crazy. And yeah. The last two times that we went shopping, the person didn't even know what to do with the check.
Yeah,
you know, it's like this, you know, it's young teenager that like they probably never even seen one.
They're
so
like,
it's embarrassing.
I get you're like the teenager cashier is like 18 and you hand her a slip of paper with money written
on it. She's like, what's that?
What are you trying to pull, lady? That's funny. So right, have you told her, hey, stop writing check? Does she not have an ATM card?
No, she totally has one. I don't know if she's ever signed it or that she even carries it with her, but the bank sends you one. So I know she has one and she definitely knows I feel this way because we literally have this debate every time that we go shopping. Like, I'm like, hey, I just want to run to Target or something. And she's like, oh, let me come with you. My first thought is like, oh gosh, please forget your checkbook.
Please don't. Like, all right, hey, let's, you said her name's Katie?
Yes.
All right, let's call Katie and find out why she wants to write a check for everything. Hang tight, okay? Here we go.
Thanks. Hello?
Katie.
Yes?
Hi, good morning, Katie. How are you? It's Mark Kay and Megan. We're calling from 95.1 WAPE.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. We just wanted to call and check with something with you.
With something.
Okay.
Well, oh, also, your friend Alicia is on the phone.
Oh, Alicia? Hey. Hi.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on?
Well, Katie, Alicia called us because she's really annoyed that whenever you go out shopping, you still write checks. What's up?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's what we said.
She's never going to let this go. It's my system. It's the way I've always done it.
Doesn't it make it more difficult for you, do you feel like? Because it takes longer and people are kind of confused.
No, I mean, it's just, I've always done it, and that's the best way to keep my, you know, I'm really fast at it. And,
yeah.
But it's inconvenient to everybody around you, the people in line behind you, the cashiers, like, well, yeah. People need to be more patient.
Right. They probably would be if you stopped writing checks, I'll be honest with you.
It takes 5 seconds longer, you know?
It does absolutely not take five. It takes you 5 seconds to find the checkbook in your purse.
Yeah, but...
Why do you write checks, by the way, Katie? Is there something... Do you not have a debit card or, you know, Apple Pay or anything like that?
I do, and I get it, but it's, you know, I have my system... I trust it. I believe in it. You know, there's something about the cards and everybody's just flicking their cards around all the time.
Flicking cards, yeah.
It just doesn't seem real, like real money. And I don't know, when I write a check, I know exactly what's coming out. I have a record of it.
It just seems more like real money.
Yeah, it seems like I can, you know, understand, see it being taken out of my account when I write it on the check or something.
Okay.
All right, interesting. Hang on 1 second, ladies. 340-9595. Is it still cool to write checks, or are we all at the point where, like, checks should just be, like, I mean, that shouldn't even be a thing anymore? Katie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Katie. What do you want to say?
Just that I'm a cashier, and really checks aren't a big deal for the cashier, especially now they have machines that'll print out your total for you and where you're writing the check to. So as far as the cashier standpoint, it's not that crazy.
Oh, is it really common?
Oh, yeah, all the time. You know, people write them to get cash back so they don't charge their credit card.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I always thought those people were drug dealers just trying to write bad checks so they could get money to buy drugs.
Oh, that happens too.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm going to be honest with you. When I think of checks nowadays, I think of somebody's trying to defraud you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Also, but I have been in an instance where someone's been writing a check and the cashier was like so young or so new or whatever, just had no idea what to do with it.
Yeah, because I feel like it's not as common as it was, so you're not used to seeing that. Everybody just sticks their card in the chip thing, you know?
Exactly. But I also feel like that takes a large amount of time too, and there's so much fraud with credit and debit cards. You can't escape that.
Right. You know what takes a lot of time now is people swiping their card and then the cashier saying, I'm sorry, do you have a chip? You need to insert it. And then they're like, oh, and then they pull it out before the transaction's canceled. They have to do it all over again.
Really? I feel like everybody just assumes there's a chip now, right? I mean, I've never seen anyone swipe lately.
Oh, I see people swipe all the time and they go, really? That's a chip card. And by everyone, I mean me. Hey, Rachel from Atlantic Beach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning.
Oh, good morning. What do you want to say about writing checks?
I'm a banker, and some of the most successful people that I've seen actually pay for everything with a credit card because they get points back.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they just pay their credit card over and over again. So I'm not saying that she's wrong, but she could be doing better because she could actually be earning a little bit of money back. You can pay that several times a week if you need to for reconciliation. And there's zero liability with using a credit card.
So I know.
Any fraud, you're not exposing your account and routing number out there like you are with a check.
It's true. Yeah. My dad tells me every single day to do that, to pay for everything, all my bills, all my groceries, gas with a credit card and then just pay it off. But I'm not that good with money. So I feel like I don't trust myself to do that.
Megan's like, because what I'm going to do is just run up my credit card and spend all my cash.
I know. Exactly.
And then at the end of the month, I'm not going to have any money left to pay off the credit card.
I know,
and I'm
going to
be mad at my dad.
I feel worried.
So you don't touch your cash.
Right.
At all.
You don't touch your cash at all, Megan.
To your credit card.
Yeah.
Megan's hearing the words you're saying.
I'd be like, no, I know that's the right thing to do, and I know that that would be like great for me, but I just feel like...
Right. No, I understand. It does take practice. It's a skill, like everything else. But there are
people... It's self-control, you know?
There are people that like fly around the world, and all their vacations are paid for just because they use their credit card to buy, I mean, utilities, everything.
It's so smart to do it that way. I'm not that smart.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because now I don't look like a big jerk. 340-9595. Lisa, good morning. Hi, how are you?
Morning. How you doing?
Doing great, Lisa. What do you want to say to these two friends who are arguing over whether or not it's still cool to use checks?
Well, I was just wondering, she uses checks to keep balance on her account, but most banks have apps where it shows you and deducts your payments when you swipe the card, when deposits come in. Every bank has it. Wells Fargo has it, Bank of America, credit unions. And it's more accurate and up to date.
Dude, my bank, as soon as I like use my card somewhere, it's automatically updated. Like I can go to my app and I can see it right there.
Yeah, me too.
Right, and even prepaid cards, they send you a text as soon as you swipe your card.
Yeah, and the cool thing too is that like you know if you're you know like the who's the girl that has the cat and she goes to the doggy bed barn or whatever and they send her an update saying. You get, like, the updates on your credit card if someone's trying to steal your money.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
The commercial where the lady has the cat, and the cat gets all mad because the dog, she got, like, a charge at the doggy bed barn or something.
Oh.
And the cat gets all ticked off.
Oh, that's funny. No, I don't know that commercial. But,
hey,
I mean, you keep explaining it like I'm going to just, like, pretend like I saw it.
Megan, you know the commercial I'm talking about.
No,
and then they all say dilly dilly.
I don't.
No,
but,
that's a totally
different
one. Tiara, good morning. Thanks for calling the Big 8 Morning Mess. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have a pro and a con to having checks.
Oh, okay, good.
I've got a company, and I have it to where people love to write checks. The downfall to it is they have the ability to cancel it at any point in time. And then the amount that you have to pay to cover it if it bounces is ungodly. Then you've got your pro. For some people who are trying to stretch their money, they can write a check, and it takes a couple days for it to actually cash. So, say, like, we're military, so if we get paid, say, on a Friday, and we want to go grocery shopping on a Wednesday, we know that that check is not going to go to the bank till the end of the week. So, it kind of gives you, like, a grace period go ahead and buy stuff.
I mean, that's not the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
But yes, I understand. You're like, okay, we don't have any money in our account on Wednesday, but if we write a check, it won't clear till Friday, and we get paid Friday. Okay, perfect. Let's go. let's go shopping.
I mean, it makes sense.
No, I totally did. I also think that's illegal, but whatever. The other thing is, I mean, the government now, like when you get your tax refund, they don't even send you a check anymore. They put it right in your bank account.
Yeah. Well, you have to choose that option. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, here, all I'm saying is, if the government's doing it, then you are way behind the times.
Yeah. Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.